Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. First and foremost, I would like to apologize for not posting the podcast in a few days. It's been really busy. I had been out of town for work, and my mind just hasn't been right. And I wouldn't want to put any kind of crappy comments or any kind of crappy podcast. So we're at it again. Friday. This is not Friday. It's Thursday. Because tomorrow's Good Friday. So that's a positive. Many people are going to be off. So the roads are going to be a little clear for traffic. For all those who commute in the morning to their job sites. Stuff like that. For some other ones, they're going to be off, so that's always a positive. That's nice. One of the things that I saw in the news yesterday, that's kind of like the topic of today's podcast, is the, if you don't know, if you don't follow baseball or just overall, the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, have hired back Mr. Nevis Coleman. I think that's his name, if I'm pronouncing it right. Mr. Coleman had been wrongly accused of rape 23 years ago. And Mr. Coleman spent 23 years in prison. He was released recently. And he was hired by the White Sox again as a groundskeeper. Now, this man, I saw him on TV, and he looked like the happiest person ever. And I was thinking to myself, if I were this man, I'd probably be so angry at the world, at the justice system, and how they handle the situation. They recently found DNA evidence that unlinked him to the rape, and they found the actual serial rapist that was doing this. And I mean, they had to let him go. But this is my thing. And I haven't actually read further into it. And I apologize for that before I pulled out the podcast. But this is the first thing that came to my mind. Is, honestly, if this thing happened, you were wrongly accused. You spent 23 years of your life. And I've heard of cases where people spend even more time and they're found innocent. And I've heard cases of people that were innocent and they were condemned. Like, they were on death row. And maybe many innocent people were killed by the justice system because of this. That's another topic altogether. But going back to this one is, if I had been done wrong like that by the justice system, I need some reparations. Like, somebody needs to pay me some money. The city of Chicago or something. Or somebody. And also, what happened to the victim? I don't know what happened to the victim. You know, it's that's something that, like I said, I haven't read into it. And I hope she's, you know, she or he or whatever, still alive and all these things. And you know, it's a very traumatic and troublesome thing. You know, these things happen too often, where men are wrongly accused of doing something, and then later on they found out that they haven't done anything, and the accuser, I don't know, for whatever reason they do these things, nothing really happens to them. So you ruin a person's life by lying, but then there's no consequences for you. You don't get jail time. You don't get anything because of that. I mean, that's totally unfair. Like, what are we looking at in our system? So I can wrongly accuse somebody of rape, send them to jail for a couple years, if it, you know, the jury believes me, and then say, hey, you know what? I was kidding, or yeah, I was wrong. Or, I'm sorry, I was in a different state of mind back then, and, you know, I thought it was this guy, but it wasn't. I'm sorry, but this is totally unfair. This man went to jail when he was 20-something, and now, I mean, he's still young, but it's 23 years of your life behind bars you can't see your family. You can't go out and experience the beautiful things in life. And right now, yes, he's happy. But I'm angry for him, you know? I just don't get it. I guess, you know, I'm reading too much into it. But, you know, think about it. Put yourself in his shoes and how you would feel. At least this person is a happy person that came out with a positive attitude. And the old job, we hired him. And he's in a good organization, the White Sox. That says a lot about that organization. And their fans. I mean, you know, it's not only the sport, but also being a human being. And I'm glad he got his job back, and I hope, you know, he does well in it, and he continues to move up the ladder because he deserves it. But yeah, I mean, those are my thoughts in the morning about this whole thing, and about how messed up the justice system is sometimes. Because, I mean, it's a system that works, but nothing is perfect, and these types of things kind of bother me a lot. Also heard in the news yesterday, a sheriff in Alabama was taking money out of the, I think it was the lunch funding for prisons, to buy himself a beach house, a $750,000 beach house. And I think he gave his excuse as of to, well, these people that are in jail shouldn't get, a 5-star lunch or breakfast, that they're in jail for a reason, and that this money, you know, can be used by the authorities as they see fit or something like that. Oh, something ridiculous. You have to read it. But that's another shit. See, like, how do we allow these things in a justice system? It becomes a business. So anything that he does in regards to the food, I mean, you can reduce the food that the inmates eat. So you can buy yourself shit, like houses and cars and all these kinds of things. That's totally immoral, unfair, and it should be illegal to me. I don't know about you, but it should be. And many people would say, well, you know, they're in prison, they deserve to not eat, blah, 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 this and this and that. Yeah, you know, but there are a lot of people that go to prison for either petty crimes or possession of weed and stuff like that. If you think about it, they're actually minor things. And there are also many people that go there without, you know, innocent, just like my man, Nevis Coleman. And they have to suffer. So, all I'm saying is that this will prompt a system where you're going to want to put more people in jail so you can profit out of it. Because, honestly, private jails, the privatized sector of the jail is yields a lot of revenue. You know, providing cheap labor for certain industries. And it's all about it. That's what it is. I love America. America is about capitalism, business. But sometimes we take it too far. Sometimes we try to be sneaky and funny about it. And it just turns hypocritically unfair, is the word. And immoral. Downright immoral. So anyway, these are my thoughts on Thursday morning, thinking it was Friday, but just a few more hours to go. Y'all have a blessed rest of the day and an amazing weekend. Of anything, I'm bound to be a how to be the man and overcoming any boundaries. I'm bound to be the reason that you burning off your calories.
A ballerina couldn't battle me inside a circle that I got it smaller than your salary. I'm trying to be the Z and lead a team aboard a cavalry that's ready for the challenges and charging like a battery. The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.